So let's get remodeling.
Let's get remodeling. So Pear is an app that was recommended by Eduardo Miranda. Thank you, Eduardo, for recommending Pear. It lets you use augmented reality to plan to manage furniture in different spaces.
Neat. So this guy actually does this for a living. He says he's an architectural visualizer.
Oh.
Maybe I misread the tweet, which wouldn't be the first time. I find tweets quite cryptic.
So let's switch over to the Apple TV.
You can do it over here.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So let's take a look at the Pear app.
I think it's the other way.
Oh.
I saw it over the other
side. That was another one. This is the Pear app for the P. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can look at rooms in this if you want. They still have Christmas.
These are ugly. Oh, I like that. See, I'm a more traditional knotty pine paneling leather chair kind of guy.
This thing? That's your... So you can view this furniture in your space.
It's a $1,600 sofa. Of course.
Let's see what it looks like.
Stand and rotate.
Right there.
Oh,
so
neat.
Which do you like?
Let's get the sofa in there. I think that would really help the studio.
Okay, we'll put it right there next to the table.
So there's a kind of a cube that shows the volume of it.
Yeah.
And then when you place it, whoa, here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. You're going to get run over by a sofa.
I did not know why
you just got run over.
Did that.
There's some sofa slippage happening. You know, I think what it doesn't understand is that our studio floor is level.
It might be the lights, too. So it should appear there.
It's fetching it from its cache of sofas.
Distance 9 feet.
So you don't normally see an abstract cube. You would see the sofa itself.
Yeah, you would see the sofa. Maybe.
I love how it's coming closer. The sofa's stalking you.
Augmented reality is scary.
It's in the house. Me.
Of course, this worked before.
It did. You put a coffee table on Burke just right before the show began.
I did.
It's clearly got to load that
image.
Maybe
I'm not holding it steady enough.
From its database? No, I don't think that's it. I think it's an internet problem. Okay. We have those problems from time to time.
Okay.
Try another object.
Let's try
a smaller object.
Okay, go back.
Maybe a little a side table.
Please select a model. I'm trying to select a model. Calibrating. Okay. Hold steady.
Demos.
First, add a
product.
There's
so much fun.
Okay.
Okay. Oh!
Okay.
Okay.
Something
small. Do the little side table there.
Okay, let's do the side table.
Yeah. Do you have to pick it?
Okay. There we go. And now it's... Okay, there it
There's
goes.
Filling up. There's... See, its volume is filling up. That means it's downloading. It wasn't downloading this sofa, I think. And there you go, a 26-inch side table. Can you put it on the floor, or is it on the floor?
I think it's on the floor. I think that those checkers are the floor,
That's the
right?
floor, so it's saying, yeah.
Yeah.
We could use this. You know, we're always trying to figure out how something will look on our set. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we could replace that round one with that square one.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Pear app. And it lets you buy things, of course. I want to try that couch again. I think you really like that leather
I do
couch.
Like that couch. Okay, oh, there it is. It finally downloaded.
We'll put it, and then John can sit on it.
So it's way back there, so that's why it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there for you, John. Go ahead, have a seat.
Go have a seat in that
just
couch.
Relax. Enjoy. No, I think it's back a little. That's kind of cool.
The Pear app. So thank you, Eduardo. Architectural visualizer.
Do you have to point that at my stomach? Is that... All right, Pear, P-A-I-R.
P-A-I-R.
Okay, architectural visualization.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
House. Have you heard of
House? Love House.
House is it's the new hot thing.
Yeah.
House. H-O-U-Z-Z.
It's like Dwell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magazine of housing.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, innovative, interesting housing. I love House. It's kind of a Pinterest for furnishings and houses.
Yeah, Pinterest, but just for... So you can make little, boards, or you can make your own little things. So let's take a look. And you can add furniture, as you can tell.
One of the things I really enjoy is... You wouldn't think so, but I really... For some reason, I like this. I mean, I just browse. I'm a looky-loo. I don't buy anything, but...
So, look there. We can put this.
Oh, this does that too.
This does that too. Yeah. So,
Sectional, huh?
Yeah. A sectional would look nice.
Yeah.
Right
not blue
there.
Velvet, but okay. Well,
I think
you know.
People come. That's probably why no one's here today because they don't have a comfortable seat.
We just gave the audience, how would you like that?
Yeah.
You know what I like about the sectionals? You got the chaise longue right there.
So I love the chaise longue.
Put your feet up, relax, read a good book, listen to a good podcast. Put it right on the table. Make a little dollhouse here.
Yeah. So this is a similar...
This is an app from Houzz?
This is part of Houzz, but Houzz does so much more.
I didn't know they did
so
that.
Much more. Yeah. So do you
again with the belly? Okay. So these are sectionals.
Yeah.
There's one called the Marco. I think you have to buy that one.
Oh, yeah. Did I miss that one?
Yeah.
Here's what the front page of Houzz. You can.
This
look
is what
through.
I like.
You like? Yeah. It's like
neglected mid-century gem. Mm. That's that one way to describe me, actually.
This is, you should build a house that looks like this to fit your mid-century gem.
I am a mid-century gem and somewhat neglected. Yeah.
You're not neglected.
No, that's cool. I like that. That's transformed in Palm Springs. See, this is what I like.
Is that where you're going to retire to?
You know, it's a kind of, it's a fantasy thing, isn't it? Where you think, how would I like to live there?
Exactly. And
this is actually, that front page kind of says it all about my life. I am the room on the right. I fantasize about being the house on the left.
Oh, see, this is what you are right here?
I am traditional, conservative, you know, kind of New England style. And what I'd like to be is hip Palm Springs.
Oh, you're hip. You have heated seats on your toilet. That's hip.
I don't think that makes you hip.
It doesn't?
I think many nursing homes do as well. Scroll up. Let's see some more. I like this stuff.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Do you want to look at my
this
idea
is a
books?
Show. Show me your idea. Oh, so you can make an idea book.
That's my actual living room. Okay. Don't look at that.
So that's not the idea.
That's why we need to remodel to figure out what to do about. Look at those are my shoes.
Couches do kind of... Couches and dining room tables beg things to land on them and be left there, don't they?
What do you think
I like
this?
The kitchen island.
Yeah, I like that.
I love that. Look at those stools.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
We should build that. This is the Hanson residence.
That's a massive kitchen.
So, and you know, the people
see,
who
she's
like
she's even
this.
Got a little desk. I say she because I'm a sexist pig. You could be the guy. But there's a little kitchen office there on the right. I like that.
And you can see people who liked this photo also liked this.
Ooh, that's the view from above.
I guess it
is. Or is it a different one? No, it's a different one because the seats, Yeah, I like that too. I like the river stone.
And this. And then I could, you know, I could draw on this so I can draw
Islands
a picture.
Are all the rage,
Here's
aren't
you,
they?
Leo, sitting in that chair.
Oh, that is me. That looks just like me. Yeah. You got to draw the belly, though, if you're really going to.
Here's me. We're sitting here. Aww. Someone's going to make us some food.
You could probably paste a picture in.
That's you nice. Could, probably. Yeah.
That's nice.
And I can save that in my idea book, or I can share it. Houzz has everything.
Oh. Love it. It's for me, it's just fun. It's just,
we could spend
it's just
hours
fantasy. I'm not going to remodel or anything.
I know. We might not remodel either. I mean, frankly, I'd rather just buy a new house that was already looked like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's certainly the easy way to do it.
I was thinking we could add this to the studio.
Oh, I like this. Was a garage, obviously.
Yeah.
You can see a garage door on the right, and they've turned it into a gym. That is really nice.
Because I'm thinking your office doesn't need to be as big as it is. We could turn it into a gym because you're only here, you know, you don't really use it that often. You're not there right now. Some people could be working out in there right now.
Yeah, but then you get sweat on everything. And that's actually a really nice gym.
It
I
is,
like that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. We could spend a lot of time with Houzz.
Yeah. I turned my garage into a gym in my last place. But it didn't look like that. It looked like a garage with some barbells in there. That's about it.
It really never.
Never ends up like that.
Yeah. Right? When I was asking for tips, like friends of mine said, you know, just come up with a budget, triple it, and add $10,000.
Yeah. And you'll be close. and add about 6 months to the projected timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why my app cap, you're going to enjoy that.
Okay.
So is that it? No, there must be more. That's only two.
Well, of course, the one, you know, Renan Scheffer recommended Pinterest, which we all know about, but maybe you've forgotten. I had not really spent that much time with Pinterest lately. And so...
You can really find any category at Pinterest. When I was looking for furniture from my my apartment, I created a Pinterest page of ideas. Furniture and lights and things like that. It's really useful for that.
Right. So here I have the master bedroom. I like this exposed brick.
Me too.
And I like a little reading nook. Wouldn't you love a little reading nook like that?
We used to have one. Old house had one, remember?
I remember that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can share it. Everyone knows how Pinterest works. I thought I could write on it, but I guess I can't draw on this. So the Houzz would be better for that. But if you want, the
you
Pinterest.
You can't see the pen up in the upper left. There's a little pen there. No, that's just for writing comments. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're right.
But if you just want to, if you don't want to get distracted by all the other Pinterest stuff, then I suggest House, the one that we did before.
It is easy to get distracted. One moment you're looking at window seats, the next you're making jars of salad.
Exactly. And you can, but if you do like Pinterest and you already have boards, you can take the pictures from House. Isn't that cute?
That's a good choice. I like that.
That's a little reading nook with a library.
Yeah, you could almost sleep there. Yeah. I guess you wouldn't want to sleep next to a window.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
Krampus may come and just steal you right through the window there.
So Pinterest, you know about Pinterest. And you can, if you already have boards in Pinterest, you can save your house pictures in Pinterest.
Now, you can, because you're hip with it, answer a little question that Paul Thurrott and I have. Is it Pinterest or P-interest?
Pinterest. Okay. Like pinning things. You pin things. Okay. P-interest?
Yeah. I just thought it might be.
I don't know how Mary J. Foley deals with you too. P-interest?
That's a different board entirely.
Okay, Zillow. You're familiar with Zillow, right?
I use Zillow. You know, Zillow is a guilty pleasure because you can see what the neighbors paid for their house. Mm-hmm. That's basically how I use it.
Or your boss, for example. they have a remodeling area, and these are pictures from houses that were on sale. So,
that's neat.
So you can explore kitchens. This is called Digs. It's part of Zillow or owned
this
by
This is new. I didn't
DIGZ.
Know this. Okay.
So do you want to look kitchens, bathrooms, landscape, entryways, deck?
I'm a fan of kitchens, but landscaping, I like to get ideas there too. This is really great because you do need ideas.
Mm-hmm. And so look at this, the little dots there. Well, look at this little barn door. I'm going to take a look at
that.
Okay,
that's interesting.
You can see it. You can buy it.
We used to have that at the Screensavers, remember?
That barn door.
That sliding barn door. Mm-hmm. That's exactly
So you could just
works.
Click and
I could buy
it takes
it.
Me right
or
to
a small horse.
Rustica Hardware, where you can buy this five-panel cool. door.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Or do you like these cabinets?
Yeah.
Craftsman cabinet doors. See, Enduro Supreme.
Yeah.
You can buy those. And this is good because it gives you an idea of what you're paying for something.
Well, it lets you buy it right away, too.
Yeah.
If you say, I like that. Actually, Alex Lindsay had this idea way back when. He said the way advertising should work is, you know, if you're a camping equipment company, you should do videos about camping, but you should have little dots on all the things and say, here's how you buy this stove. Here's how you buy this tent. Here's how. I think that's a great way to do
it. Zillow is they're a great technology company as well. I mean, being able to get all of that information, all that data, and be able to harness it in the way they did.
It is amazing.
This is
it?
A smart thing that they've done, just being able to, the paint. Oh, because you like that color. Oh, Sherwin Williams. There's the color.
Did they get purchased or are they still standalone?
I can't remember. Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Zillow Digs. Now, none of these are really, if you're going to be doing the remodel yourself. I got some of those tweets when I asked about it. You just need a screwdriver and a hammer. Like, I'm not involved in remodeling myself. But there are all kinds of apps that architects use that really measure things and so on. There's a guy at our house right now measuring our house. I said, does it have to be clean? He's like, no, it's all done in lasers. He's going to measure it all in
lasers.
He
doesn't have to get behind the furniture,
the dirt
or
the shoes or the dog or anything. Just shooting lasers everywhere.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that and we've done it. It really is it's very accurate, and you get, and then it also will build a 3D model of your home automatically. It's pretty cool. Yeah.